This podcast was recorded on the land of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. The Beanies wish to pay their respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might learn about flowers.
And peace.
And flower power. Yeah, dude.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go.
Dig, 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 dig,
hey, Michael, what are you doing? What are you doing with that can? And those knives and forks?
Well...
And that pot? Why are you burying them?
I believe the answer is obvious, Beanies.
He's finally cracked.
Spaghetti tree!
Oh, Michael, that's not how gardening works.
You plant the thing multiplies, you get more things. Bada bing, bada boom, you got yourself a spaghetti tree.
But doesn't work with pots and cutlery.
There's no point of having a spaghetti tree if you haven't planted the seeds of success, Laura Beanie.
Well, having no cutlery has never stopped you before. Look, you're eating pocket spaghetti right now.
Well, you might be onto something here.
Yeah, Michael, that's silly. Mim, what's that noise in your pocket? Nothing. Okay, everyone empty your pockets. Aha! Just as I suspected. Mim, what are you doing with all the Beanie's medals and trophies?
Winner tree.
Right. I think we need to have a chat about how nature and trees work, okay?
Okay.
Actually, I have a story all about nature and fairies.
Ooh, fairies.
Ooh. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Once upon a time, in a very ordinary town, there was a very ordinary man called Mr. Man.
Hello there.
Mr. Man had a very ordinary life. He worked his ordinary job and came back to his ordinary house with his ordinary door and his ordinary backyard.
Ah, just the way I like it.
But little did Mr. Man know, he had something very unordinary in his backyard. Living in the flowers and the grass of his yard was a secret fairy garden.
Ooh.
I know.
Inside the fairy garden was a whole fairy town full of happy little fairies who lived an extraordinary life. They flitted around, leaving magic and glitter and pixie dust all over the place. They were so tiny, they could fit on the head of a pin, which meant they used flowers for homes and snails as trains. It also meant that they were so tiny, Mr. Man didn't even know they were there.
Ah, what a very ordinary backyard. Just the way I like it.
One day, as the fairies were flying around the fairy garden, admiring the sunshine peeking through the petals, one of the fairies, Hugo, noticed Mr. Man sitting on a chair outside his back door. He was sipping a cup of tea, looking over his backyard.
Hi, Lilybell. I wonder what Mr. Man is thinking,
Hugo said.
He seems to be looking across the garden. Perhaps he wants to add more flowers. I lilac the way you think, Mr. Man.
Hugo's fairy friend Lilybell laughed. But as Mr. Man scratched his chin thoughtfully, he murmured,
"You know what this backyard needs? A good old bit of cement, right across the middle. Then maybe I can put a barbecue there, and the grandkids can come for a good old barbecue. Yeah, that's what it needs. Just a good old bit of cement."
Did you hear that?
What is cement?
It's hard and cold and nothing can live on it.
Oh, no. No grass?
Nope.
No adorable toadstools?
Nope.
What about magical fairy flowers for us to live under?
Nothing.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
The fairies were panicked.
That's a terrible idea, Mr. Man.
Lilybell yelled out, but she was far too small for Mr. Man to hear her. Instead, he finished his tea and murmured again.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. A good old bit of cement. Oh, well, better get cracking. The grandkids will be over here soon.
Mr. Man said as he got up with a deep groan and a crack of his knees.
He's going. Okay, Lilybell, we have to come up with a plan.
A concrete plan?
Really?
Sorry, you're right. But Hugo, we're too tiny. He'll never hear us and know that we're here. Our fairy garden will be ruined with a good old bit of cement.
It was then that the fairies heard a loud rat-ta-ta-ta-ta of a machine starting up.
Oh no, Hugo. Is that the good old bit of cement machine here already?
Hugo flew above the flower canopy and looked over to Mr. Man's shed as he pulled out a big metal tool and inspected it.
All this grass better go before we lay that good old bit of cement.
Oh no, it's the whippersnipper, a grass blade's true mortal enemy.
A whippersnipper is a long stick with a cutting thingy on the end that cuts the grass super fast. And it's super loud.
Well, isn't this a thorn in our side? Okay, Lilybell, there isn't much time. Mr. Man is going to cut our grass already. You go alert the other fairies and I'll buy us some time.
What? Where are you going, Hugo?
We're fairies, remember? I'm going to magically turn that whippersnipper into a...
Hugo thought about what he could turn the scary whippersnipper into as he zoomed quickly across the garden.
A toothbrush.
And as Mr. Man turned to walk back to the shed, Hugo flew around the whippersnipper with a whoosh, and a puff of sparkly smoke surrounded the big metal machine. It magically turned into...
A harmless little toothbrush.
Mr. Man came back from his shed, confused.
What in all that's rosy? Where'd my whippersnipper go? I could have sworn that I...
Mr. Man scratched his chin, puzzled. Hugo watched as he shrugged his shoulders and headed back to the shed.
Guess I'm getting forgetful in my old age. not to worry. I suppose a bit of...
Phew! That was a close one.
Hugo sighed in relief and began flying back to the garden to tell Lilybell that he had saved the day.
Lilybell, I've done it. No good old bit of cement here. Lilybell. Lilybell, where are you?
Lilybell came flying through between the flowers to hug Hugo.
Well done, Hugo. That was amazing. I had arranged the fairies to send Mr. Man a little message, but you saved us anyway, so...
Oh, what was the message?
Oh, just a little message with the flowers, but it doesn't matter now. Our home is safe.
But just then, a huge rumble filled the backyard and the fairy garden. Hugo and Lilybell flew above the flower canopy only to see...
The lawnmower! No!
Oh, no! Before Hugo could say what in the carnation, Lilybell was off.
We've got to show him that this isn't the way. Hugo, I'll get the fairies to send our message in the flowers. And you go up to Mr. Man and make sure he sees it. And better yet, that he understands it.
Wait, what?
Go!
But before Hugo could ask any more questions, off Lilybell flew, disappearing between the stems.
Well, dandelion. I'll just have to trust her. But what can I do? I can't just keep turning his tools into other silly things all day. He needs to know that we're here and he needs to stop trying to destroy our home.
Hugo flew up to Mr. Man's face and shouted as loud as he could, buzzing around his nose.
Hello there, Mr. Man. It's your fairy neighbours. You need to... Hello? Can you hear me? Stop playing with the lawnmower. Hello?
But it was no use. Hugo the fairy was far too tiny for Mr. Man to see.
Dig, dig, ding, 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 ding.
You need to stop!
That's when it hit him. Perhaps he was too tiny to see him. But if Hugo flew all the way into Mr. Man's ear, he might be able to hear him. Hugo buzzed up to his ear and perched on the top of his earlobe.
Hello, Mr. Man!
Wait, who said that? Who's Mrs. Clam?
Man! Man!
Big fan of Dan? Who's there?
Man! Mr. Man!
I don't know anyone from Japan.
It was then that Hugo and Mr. Man saw the flowers in the garden start to wave and twirl in the air.
Why, what? How did they... What in the world?
The fairies were working together to wave all the flowers in the fairy garden in the air.
Go, fairies! Go, Lilybell, go! Use that flower power!
They waved their flowers into patterns and finally, Hugo noticed they started to make letters.
What are they spelling?
Am I seeing things? What's going on?
Hugo and Mr. Man watched as the flowers waved and started to spell a word.
P-E-A-C-E.
Peas? Peas? Peas and what? Peas and carrots? Peas and poos? What is peas?
Hugo flew deeper into Mr. Man's ear.
It means we want peace, Mr. Man. Peace for our fairy garden and all the creatures in it. Nature and magic are so much better than a silly bit of cement. We thank you very, very much.
Mr. Man turned off the lawnmower and stared at the waving flowers, scratching his head and trying to understand what was happening. Until finally...
I think I need to go lay down. Something in this garden is making my head all funny.
Hugo quickly flew out of the ear and watched Mr. Man stumble back inside, mighty confused. The garden was saved. Hugo turned back to the flowers.
Well done, Lilybell. Well done, fairies. You did it. Peace for the garden. Hooray!
Hooray!
Yay! Yay!
That afternoon, Mr. Man's grandkids came over and played in his magical garden. Mr. Man told him to watch out for the magical talking peas and carrot flowers. They laughed and laughed at their weird old granddad and they had a little tea party in the flowers. It was super cute. After that day, Mr. Man decided that perhaps this magical garden was better than a good old bit of cement anyway. And the fairies in their magical garden waved their flowers in the air, singing a beautiful song.
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
A magical fairy.
How big is your fairy? Are they big and strong or teeny tiny and can fit on your finger?
What colour are your fairy wings? Blue? Green? Maybe even black? Maybe they're covered in sparkles.
What kind of sound does your fairy make? A twinkle? Or do they talk like a human? Maybe they speak a special fairy language.
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made...
A magical fairy.
All right, Mini Beanies, let's sing the magical song of the fairies. Are you ready to wave your flowers in the air?
I've got mine.
I've got mine.
I've got... Oh, wait, no, that's spaghetti. Hold on. Yeah, I've got mine.
Nice. Hit it.
Wave your flowers in the air. Wave your flowers in the air. With your flowers in your hair. Dance around like you just don't care. Pretty flowers everywhere. Wave your flowers in the air.
Flowers start as tiny seedlings, growing up from the ground. And just like you grow taller too, the flowers bloom all around.
Sunshine's down and the raindrops shower. Come and feel that flower power.
Wave your flowers in the air. Wave your flowers in the air. With your flowers in your hair. Dance around like you just don't care. Pretty flowers everywhere. Wave your flowers in the air.
Flowers have a lot of meanings. Flowers have lots to say. Like I love you and I miss you too. so give a flower every day. The sun shines down and raindrops shower. Come and feel that flower power.
Wave your flowers in the air. Wave your flowers in the air. With your flowers in your hair, dance around like you just don't care. Pretty flowers everywhere. Wave your flowers in the air.
Spreading flower power near and far.
Flowers in the air. With your flowers in your hair, dance around like you just don't care. Pretty flowers everywhere. Wave your flowers in the air. Wave your flowers in the air. With your flowers in your hair, dance around like you just don't care. Pretty flowers everywhere.
Man, flowers are so nice.
Yep, they're unbelievable.
You ain't dandelion about that.
I'm going to pick all the flowers in the garden for my best buds. Okay, go. I get this one and that one. And oh, this one's nice. I get that one.
No,
too.
Ooh, my roses.
Professor Know-It-All.
Professor, I'm just picking the flowers to give them to you. See, here you go, best bud.
But you see, Mim, now this rose can't live anymore.
No! Resuscitate the rose! Come back to me, little guy! You can do it!
It doesn't quite work like that, Michael Beanie.
I know, we can just sticky tape them back onto the stems, see? See?
Well, that didn't work either.
Things in nature are very delicate, so we have to take care of them. Flowers are beautiful, and while we might want to pick them and take them to our house, this will mean that they will only last a few days, rather than staying in the garden for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah. Mrs. Nesbit doesn't like it when I pick flowers from a garden all the time. She says they're food for the bees. But bees' mouths are tiny and her flowers are huge, so...
Well, she's right.
What?
Bees need the pollen from flowers to fly around and help the rest of the garden grow. Without the flowers, the bees wouldn't have any pollen to make honey either.
Oh, yeah. I actually remember that from our Buzzy Bees episode.
That's right, Mim Beanie. So what do you think we could do instead of always picking the flowers?
Oh, take a picture instead.
Excellent.
Pick it, but plant another one to replace it.
Very good.
Plant a spaghetti plant instead?
Oh, you have to let that go, Michael. We're in this job day in, day out, teaching things, learning lessons, and still he goes on with it.
Bye, Professor.
Bye, Professor.
Is he okay?
I don't know.
Did I say something?
Yeah.
Maybe you could help your big person with some gardening.
And make a fairy garden.
Or take a photo of a really pretty flower on your walk.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.